Tucked into a remote corner of the Green Mountains, Rochester has one of the smallest K-12 schools in Vermont, with just over 160 students. The other five towns in the Windsor Northwest Supervisory Union are also small, and most have been losing student population. When the superintendent retired last year, the State Board of Education ordered WNSU to study ways to reduce per-student costs and increase opportunities. The plan is to merge with the Orange Windsor Supervisory Union to the east. OWSU Superintendent Bruce Labb says there's strength in numbers.
Most of us around the table have been talking about trying to create something that's much better than we have now.
Better, he says, because by operating one central office, not two, the merger will free up as much as $314,000, according to one consultant. What excites Labs more than cost-cutting, though, is what he calls critical mass. As the number of towns in the union doubles, he says students would have more courses to choose from. That's also something Windsor Northwest Union board member Frank Russell wants to see.
I think it's a matter of sitting with members of the other boards and with administrators and teachers and just saying, well, what can we do with this new structure?
Some schools, including Rochester, are trying experiments to expand curricula. Principal Kathy Knight says high schoolers may now take online classes from the Community College of Vermont and Brigham Young University, and guest instructors teach subjects in response to student demand.
We sit down with the students and look at what we are offering, and then if it isn't available, then we go from there.
Some worry that consolidation will close struggling local schools, but Knight believes that pooling their resources will help them survive, even if, as Governor Peter Shumlin has recommended, state subsidies for the small schools are cut. But one Rochester school board member wishes the state handed out more explicit advice, not just mandates to merge and grant money for planning.
It's kind of odd that they force us to do something, but they don't tell us how to do it, and they don't tell us anything about how to do it.
That's Jeff Sherwin, acting chair of the Rochester School Board. While he doesn't openly oppose the merger, he's taking a wait-and-see attitude about whether it saves any money. But Meg Powden, the interim superintendent who will lose her job to the merger, supports it wholeheartedly.
I chose to come here because I believe in the consolidation process. I think it's the right thing to do for our state is work on merging our supervisory unions.
With state board approval expected, this merger would take effect in July 2016. Bethel, Granville, Hancock, Rochester, and Stockbridge will join districts of Chelsea, Royalton, Sharon, Stratford, and Tunbridge. Pittsfield has voted to link up with Woodstock rather than join the new Orange Windsor Union. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.